So after that dreadful blind date, Melvin, how many dates before you propose marriage?
If I had to pick a number, maybe 20 or 30.
Okay.
I would come in any weekend that I could. She would have Friday night, Saturday night theater. I would meet her at the theater and got to know all the cast members because I was there so often.
I was in two different shows while he was... I was in one show called Excitement, which was a variety show. I was a dancer and a singer in that show. Melvin knew all my friends and everybody that I worked with. They were his friends too. And then I auditioned for South Pacific, which was playing at the Royal Theatre, the Theatre Royal in London, Drury Lane, during that time because our show was about to close and I needed another job. I was very fortunate. There were only two roles. The show was in production and was already open. The girl that I ended up filling the role of was expecting, and so she was having to leave. I auditioned for one of two roles and was very fortunate to get it.
Which one did you get?
Lieutenant Pamela Whitmore, who was one of the nurses. As a side, this is really true. Sean Connery, it was his very first show. He was a chorus boy in the show. He had never done anything in his life, and he was a chorus boy. I earned more salary than he did during that period of time. Of course, he went on to great things.
Nobody thought of him as being special
no,
at that time.
No, no. He was very skinny, as a matter of fact, and had one of the hairiest chests I believe I've ever seen. Actually, he was a muscle man in that particular role. He lay on the stage, flexing his muscles, and would stand up and periodically pick up things like barbells, and he sang with all the boys, although they said his voice was not particularly melodious, so they tried to keep him singing not too loud. He was very nice, and I remember him as everybody in the cast. We were all friends with each other. Well, I was friends with the girls, but I was already dating, so I wasn't interested in being particularly friendly with anybody. But Sean was not an outstanding man. In fact, the very first show he made was From Russia with Love. As a matter of fact, the young lady that played the lead in it was a friend of mine, too. She had gone to one of my earlier theatrical schools, and I knew her then. Her name was Shirley Eaton. I don't know what's happened to her since, because a lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. However, those days, he was very, very thin and just not particularly noticeable. And then I saw him in this show that he was in, From Russia with Love. All the publicity had already said that he had been in South Pacific in London. And I said to Mel, he's a liar. And Melvin said, what do you mean? I said, he wasn't in London in our show. I knew everybody. I said, I worked with him. I worked in the show almost 18 months. We had people coming and going, and the cast changed. But I said, I don't remember him. And Mel said, well, why would he say he was in South Pacific when he wasn't? I said, I don't know. Well, he took his shirt off. And I said, Melvin, I recognize him.
Another one of the nurses in that show was another young woman that Javin went to school with. Her name was Millicent Martin. She went on to do a lot of things, but she's probably best known in this country for, in the television show Frasier, she played Mrs. Moon.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes.
Daphne Moon's mother.
Mm-hmm. So the two of you were getting along fine, and then tell us about when you asked her to marry you.
I'm not
Where
sure.
did you ask? I'm going to see how good your memory is.
We were sitting in a car, if I recall.
No, we were not.
I have no idea.
It was New Year's Eve, and we were in the Bloomfield House having dinner.
And
he doesn't remember. It's too long ago, 56 years.
I'm not sure that she ever was sure that it was really going to happen, because when I was being discharged, my term of duty was up and I was being sent back. Jasmine still had a contract to fulfill with the show South Pacific. And actually, at the end of the run in London, she was also contracted to go on tour. She agreed to stay till the end of the run in London, but then they allowed her not to go on tour. And so in I came back to America in June of 1953, and then Jasmine was able to come over in October of that year, and then we were married in Tulsa on November 22nd, 1953.
What was it like for you to come here to the United States and to Tulsa?
Actually, I tried to talk Melvin into staying in England, but he said there really wasn't much in the way of oil business in those days, which there wasn't there. So I said, you know, I can keep us alive. I'm beginning to get into show business. People know me, and I'm beginning to get a little known. You know, till you can get going, I can keep you for a little while. But he was not happy at that. So anyway, he met me in New York. It was a dreadful time because Queen Elizabeth was being married. And getting any kind of vehicle in or out of England was dreadful. You just couldn't. Trying to book on the ship to come out of here, the only thing I could get on, what was it called, the Italia? Yes, it was a very small ship called the Italia. This thing was barely seaworthy. In fact, I don't think it really was. And I was supposed to be in a cabin with one other person, which was fine, and ended up with three other ladies in one very small cabin below water. The three of them were already very sick. They had started out from Le Havre in France, and they'd had terrible weather crossing the coast from France to England, so they were already seasick when I got there. Then about 2 days out, it was like a cork in the ocean. We bobbled around so badly that I was getting pretty seasick. So about the third day out, I was pretty sick myself. We ran into a hurricane at sea, wrong time of the year to come across the ocean. They tried to drop anchor, which they were far too deep. It just wouldn't hold, but it was dragging. So it did slow the ship down. We bobbed around for about two more days, and then finally were able to start the engines up again and take off. But we were about 9 days, I believe, on the ocean, and I arrived having lost 9 pounds on board ship. I looked like a skeleton. But anyway, I was so glad to see the United States, I didn't care what it looked like. It was just the most marvelous place that I could set my feet down and not be seasick. I arrived in 50 feet.